the book of Colossians. There in the New Testament, only four little chapters, and we're going to get right into it. If you're visiting with us tonight, we don't always do it like this. I'm going to teach our lesson, and we'll take our offering and leave. And everybody's invited to come and go over to the steakhouse with us tonight. AJ's Steakhouse over there beside Kmart, and we're excited about it. Now, mention while you're turning, I want to mention about Saturday. We're going visiting. We got a lot of people to visit. We'd love for you to come and help us visit. Christmas is a time of giving, and so let's give to the Lord. Not just money, but time and effort and finances and stuff like that. So don't forget that, Saturday morning. And then Sunday school, Sunday morning. We've been having really, really good big crowds and almost full every Sunday morning lately. So praise God for that. Don't miss Sunday morning, okay? Don't miss church. It's a bad habit to get into. And my philosophy is, if you let one thing stop you, you'll let another thing stop you. You got to be careful of that. All right, Colossians chapter number 3 this evening. Colossians chapter number 3. And I was reading these verses, and these verses got a hold of me. And I just want to take one or two of them, may not even get to but one of them for a few minutes tonight, and look at it. Chapter 3 and verse 12. You know what this is? This is just normal Christian living. And we're going to learn how to live tonight. How to live. The way the Bible teaches a person how to live is completely opposite from the way the world teaches the way a person how to live. Look at verse 13. I'm sorry, 12. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies. Mercies, plural. Kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Now, I'm not going to probably not get to that last part of that second verse, but it says, if anybody's mad at anybody, if you're mad at your boss or mad at your wife, or mad at your kids, or mad at your husband, or somebody else in church, forgive. Forgive. That's what the Bible said. As Christ forgave you. I had a man ask me one time, he said, Danny, how in the world do you forgive somebody when they hurt you? He said, I know I've seen you forgive people and never even mention it to them. How do you do that? And I said, it's simple. All I got to do is think of, man, if God can forgive me for what I've done, then I'm going to forgive him for what he done. That's the way to do it. Always remember what God's forgive you for. Because if you're not careful, you'll start thinking, hey, yeah, you know, I'll beat you up, man. I want my money you owe me, or I want this done or that done, or you promised me that. And the Bible says, start thinking, well, you know what? The Lord sure has let me off the hook a many a time, and I'm going to be merciful to you. Now let's go back tonight and look at verse 12. And it says, put on therefore the elect of God. Talking about the white, our lifestyle. Holy and beloved. That's what we are. I hope we are that. Holy and beloved. Bowels of mercies. Bowels of mercies. Now, once again, if you're a Bible student and you read the Bible, you understand the meaning of the word bowel. The word bowel, the correct meaning of the word bowel is the inside. That's what the real meaning is. I know the medical profession has changed that meaning, but the Bible definition, bowel, what does it look like? Bowl. Like this. The inside. That's where it comes from. When it's talking about the bowels of the earth, it's talking about the inside of it. Now, they've sort of changed the meaning of that modern day, and I understand that. But the Bible definition of bowels are inside you. And it said, let like your bowl be full of mercies. Mercies. Mercy. And mercy is something that we got to have. Like, Corey used to do it. She'd get you down like that, and we'd act like she's trying. She'd put your hand on your back and say, holler. And we'd say, oh, you're killing me. And she'd say the magic word. Say the magic word. And we'd say, what is the magic word? She said, it starts in M and ends with Ursi. is mercy. You know, you're like, mercy! And lets you go. Starts with M and ends with mercy. But that's what mercy is, letting them up. Okay, I'll let you slide. I'll let you go. You're killing me. All right, I'll let you go. That's mercy. Have you ever had mercy on somebody? I have too, and I've had a few people have mercy on me. And I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Amen. Bible said we're to be at bowels of mercies. But then notice that next word. There's enough to keep you busy for the next 6 months if we'll do what this verse says. People say, well, I just read the Bible and I don't get nothing out of it. I don't see how you can say that. Man, when I read that, every one of those words are a sermon to me. Kindness. Kindness. Are you a kind? I heard a man say one time, he said, boy, you have kind hair. Kind grows on a dog's back. Kind. Kind. Don't say that to nobody. I wasn't talking about you, Jeremy. Kindness. Kindness. You know what that means? It just means be nice to people. Be nice to people. Even to strangers. Did you know one of the greatest Christian testimonies there is just be nice to people? I don't hardly ever go to the mall except at Christmas time. I usually make one swoop through there at Christmas, then maybe one other time a year. So, you know, sometimes they got stuff you can use, but most of the time I never buy nothing in there. And I was about two or three, several Christmases ago, I was at the mall one day, and I was coming out where you come out the door of Belk's down there in the Hickory Mall, and there was a woman in front of me. She had a girl with her about 25, 6 years old, and that girl just fell. She hit her head hit the pavement there, coming out the door of the concrete. And I mean, just like she's dead, just fell over. And that woman screamed, and I reached down and picked her up like that. And her blood was coming out of her mouth. And I said, what happened to her? She said, I don't know. I don't know if she had like a seizure or maybe she's a diabetic or something. I don't know what happened to her. And I said, we got to get her. So I picked her up like this. I couldn't carry her. Sort of drug her over there and put her in the car and helped her. And that woman, she started saying, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I said, are y'all going to be all right? She said, I'll take her to the doctor or the hospital or whatever. And they took off. And, you know, I got to thinking, I think, man, you meet people, it ain't that drastic all the time, but you meet people all the time that you can just be nice to. Just be kind. How about the Bible said, be kind. Kind. Kindness. Even to strangers. Somebody said this, if you were arrested for being kind and took to court, would enough evidence be brought forth to prove you guilty? Alright, if they arrested you for being kind. Alright, they've got you in court. Bring up some witnesses. Well, I tell you, I was out mowing the grass one day when he stopped by and helped me load up my lawnmower on a trailer and all that. That man's kind. Okay? I was out here doing this one day and he done this to me. That man's kind. Would there be enough evidence to convict you? Or would they have to hunt all over creation for a witness to find somebody that said you done something good for them? The Bible said be kind. Be kind. Kindness is never wasted. You say, well, I was kind to them and it didn't do a bit of good. They didn't even appreciate it. It's never wasted because it helps you. Even if the person you bestow your kindness upon don't appreciate it, God still blesses you for it. So it's never wasted. The Lord is kind. He sends rain. Man, don't you know God's kind? Man, there's a guy went out one night and he went out there and he shook his fist up at God and he said, there ain't no God. There's a God, I dare you. And he cussed him and dared him to strike him with lightning. What if you'd have been sitting up there in the throne room? I'd have just hit him with about 2,000 volts.
Pride right there, would you? I mean, wouldn't you have done that? Really, most of us would. Wouldn't you have done that? Pride. Pride.
Man, get up there and shake his fist, say, I dare you, okay. He'd just be cremated right there on the spot. But you know what God did? Nothing. You know why? He's kind. He's kind. To the just and to the unjust. He's kind to people that don't deserve it. God is. We just think, oh, he's kind. I ain't giving him iron to judge. God's kind to everybody. God's kind to everybody. I'm not saying let people run over you or your family. I'm just saying be kind to people. Be kind to the unkind. Somebody said kindness is treating your enemy decently. All right, let's look at that next word right quick. We've got to hurry. The next word is humbleness. Humbleness. Well, there's a word. Do you know many people that are humble anymore? People not even... Our kids nowadays are taught not to be humble. They're taught, be proud. Be proud of what you are. And they are. Well, the Bible don't say that. The Bible don't... Nowhere in the Bible does it say go around and be proud of yourself. It says to be humble in mind. Humbleness of mind. Humbleness of mind. If you don't think so highly of yourself, you don't have so far to fall when you fall. And you will. You will fall. The best way to stand up to the world is to kneel before God. Amen? Stay humble, brother. Stay humble. Help finish this verse. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. That's right. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. You watch a man, he thinks he's hot stuff, buddy. He'll go down. That's true. In sports, basketball, football, you know, you get this attitude of I'm nobody can beat me. You watch and see. There's somebody will beat you. There's always somebody a step ahead of you. Always. So the best thing to do is stay humble. Stay humble. I remember old Muhammad Ali when I was growing up, old Cassius. That's his real name, old Cassius. He'd come out and he'd brag, I'm the greatest, I'm the greatest, I'm the best. And he was a tremendous fighter, there ain't no doubt about it. But you, oh Lord, look at him now. And he did lose. He did get beat. Nobody can say, I'll never go down. Nothing can ever happen to me. You better watch that attitude. That's what Goliath had. David came out there and knocked his brains out. Cut his head off. The Bible says, you better stay humble. You better stay humble. I've heard people say it's hard to be humble when you're as great as I am. Whatever. Greatness is not in a person's possessions or in a person's power or it's in a person's positions. It is goodness, humility, honor, and character. They said this, the hen that lays the biggest egg usually does the less cackling. And that means a lot of times a hen will cackle, cackle, cackle like she's... Most of y'all have never even seen a hen lay an egg, I'm sure, been around them. But these days they think you just go buy eggs. They grow on an egg tree and you go buy them at the egg store. But chickens lay eggs and they cackle when they do it. And sometimes they cackle big and little. But anyway, the best way to stand up to the world is to kneel before God. If you keep yourself low, you don't get shot as much. So the Bible says humbleness. Humbleness. Humbleness of mind. All right, we've learned two things tonight, folks. We've learned to be kind and we've learned to be humble. That don't mean that we're supposed to walk around like this, like a little whoop pup all the time. Jesus Christ was a man's man. There wasn't a weak bone in his body, but he was humble. That don't mean you're supposed to walk around sheepishly saying, oh no, you first, oh no, oh no. That's not humility. Humility is genuine and it's real and it's obvious and people know he's a humble person. He's a humble person. Kindness, humbleness. Alright? Let's move on to the next word in that verse. Meekness. Meekness. That's a strange word. Wouldn't it be good if they taught a class in school on kids how to be meek? Meek? Meek don't mean weak. When we see somebody and they're all swiveled up, you know, weigh about 90 pounds, we say they're meek. No, that don't mean... Meek don't mean weak. Jesus Christ wasn't weak. He was meek. Moses wasn't meek, weak, but he was the meekest man on the face of the earth. Sometimes the strongest people are the meekest people. So we're going to be kind. This Christmas, everybody listening, we're going to be kind. Right? Wrong. Alright, let's try that again. This Christmas, we're going to ask God to make us kind. Amen? Amen. When you have your Christmas get-togethers and that one sister-in-law's coming that you hate, or that one, or you got to be over at her mama's and you hate her mama, and you know, and that ain't no way to act. I mean, my goodness, the Bible said, put on humbleness of mind, meek. Be good to them. My mom always said, you can find something to like about anybody if you try. That's the truth. That is true. I know somebody say, not somebody. But I'll say 99% of the people, you can find something to like about them. How many of y'all know a Scrooge at work or home? Or okay, yeah. Every one of us knows somebody just a flat-out Scrooge. They ain't going to enjoy Christmas, and they ain't going to try their best to keep anybody else from it. Well, I don't know what you do with somebody like that. Get them a fruitcake. Or buy them something and take it to them. There's a man real mad at me one time, and I took him something. He was real mad, upset over something, and I took him a gift out to his house, and I could tell he wanted to cuss me out. And I knocked on his door, and he came to the door, and I said, "Here, man, Merry Christmas, Happy Thanksgiving, New Year, everything. I just wanted to bring you this." And he said, "Thank you, Danny." And boy, it's just like it broke the ice. Now, it took all he could say to thank that, because he was mad at me. But you know what? You can do a lot better like that than you can being the same way they are. Return good for evil. That's against our nature. That don't mean you're a sissy if you do that. Sometimes it takes a bigger man to go and humble yourself than it does me to stand up. So the Bible says meekness. And let's get that other word right quick. Long-suffering. That means you put up with it, and you put up with it, and you put up with it, and you put up with it. Lord have mercy. Somebody said a handful of patience is worth a bucket full of brains. I mean, people that are just patient. You can't sow and reap the same day. A lot of young people have that problem. No patience, no long suffering. They want everything right then, right then, right then, right then. And it ain't going to happen. You got to wait on stuff. You got to be patient with people. I'll never forget that story. It illustrates it so good. This man was fussing at his son about his grades being bad. "That's the best you can do in school. You got a C. You got a D. Man, what's wrong with you? You dumb or something?" And he told the kid, he said, "When Abraham Lincoln was your age, He could read and go through the dictionary and understand it." And his little boy looked back at him and said, "Yeah, when he was your age, he was president." What he was saying to his son was, "Listen, you ought to be as smart as Abraham Lincoln." And his little boy said, "Well, you should be too. Don't fuss at me. You ain't perfect." And that's true. We expect our kids to be perfect. We ain't perfect. We expect our husband to be perfect. We're not perfect. We expect our wives to be perfect. We're not perfect. We expect everybody else to do it. Man, we ain't much ourselves, are we? Amen. You better take a long look at yourself before you start condemning somebody else and putting somebody else down. Bible says long suffering. Listen to this. Happy homes are built by blocks of patience. Happy homes are built by blocks of patience. Okay, I'm going to let that go. Build a block. I'll just let it go. Build another block. That's the way you build a happy home. Letting stuff go. Instead of having to get even. Instead of having to punish the other person. You let it go. Long suffering. The Bible talks about that. The Bible talks about God is long suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You don't think God's long suffering? You look what's going on in this country. And He lets it go. And lets it go. Now one day He will stop it and bring in everlasting righteousness. But I'm telling you, He's mighty, mighty long-suffering. Take your example from Him. Alright, what do we learn tonight? We're going to be meek this Christmas. We're going to be humble. When you're trying to get in line at Walmart and this old grouchy somebody puts their buggy right in front of yours, instead of kicking them in the leg, we're going to say, "I was here first." No. I had one do me like that the other day. I was going to be real smart, and I looked, and you know, when I'm standing there in line, I look for these girls coming out of the office like they're going to open up this register here that, you know, they're going to open that one right there, and I'll be the first one. And I started trying to get out of line, you know, and everything, and I was trying to get out of line because I could say I was smarter than everybody else. I could see she's going to open up that register, and I was going to be first. And I by the time I got over there, there's two in front of me, and the guy, his credit card wouldn't work, kept fooling with it. I stood there like this and watched them people that were behind me go out the door. You ever done that? And like the Lord says, okay, Mr. Genius. Now, the best thing to do is just chill out a little bit, people. Calm down. My goodness. That's usually what happens. You try to force your way past everybody, you'll wind up falling flat on your face. All right. I want you to... where's my piano player? Mr. Slaughter, would you come, please?